Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. So hanging out in a bit. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. She's one of my favorite people on the planet, one of my heroes, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she does, and I've been saying that for a long time. She's the one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust. She's been here almost as long as I have, and she's our good friend Karen. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. So great to join you this morning. Thank you for having me.
She's a 21-year member of our Brain Trust, folks. We got her right out of elementary school. Hey, Karen, the Democrats seem to, I don't know what they're trying to pull, but this Raise the Wage Act to try to get minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, this just seems like to me a self-defeating exercise. It seems to me like this, with the economy the way it is, the way payroll people are already dealing with payroll pressures to keep their people, this just seems like a way to just make the business community mad. What do you think?
You know, this vote, I mean, they're not operating in reality. As you know, Jim, you know, we're up on the Hill all the time. I'm up on the Hill right now. You know, I'll be meeting with a lot of members before they break for August. And you tell them, look at what the impact is going to be. A big government report came out, and the CBO report, and showed what the impact would be. 1.5 million to 3.5 million in job losses, yet they move forward. And, you know, look at, I mean, Bernie Sanders had his own personal experience, right? He said, okay, I'm going to agree and negotiate with my team. I'm going to raise the minimum wage to $15. Why did they have to negotiate, number one, right? Mm-hmm. He thought he would just give it to them since he supports the $15 minimum wage. But then he said, but I'm going to have to get rid of some of you,
yeah.
You know? And it's like, yeah, hello. So that is, you know, that is exactly what happened 100,000 times over in the economy.
Well, the CBO said for every job you create, for every person you lift out of poverty with this raising the wage, you cost three other jobs.
Right, Jim. And you know what? It really hurts the most. It really hurts those of the most vulnerable, right? The vulnerable workers,
single mothers,
the vulnerable communities. You know, those in low cost areas.
Yeah.
Those, you know, have been left behind, so to speak, where they're trying to get their economies back on track. I mean, this would be just a huge, huge hit for those communities and for those regions and for those workers in those areas where, you know, the $15 minimum just doesn't make sense, right,
mm-hmm.
Given the cost of living, given the labor market and conditions. So, and beyond that, Jim, I mean, we see the market working, right? We see the economy growing. We see businesses competing for workers. They have to raise wages in order to compete for them. So, again, this is like an antiquated approach that just does not make sense.
So it passed the House. It won't get through the Senate. Do you think McConnell will bring it up on the floor just to flush the Democrats out and make them declare?
Well, who knows? Who knows? I mean, you know, he's got other things that I don't know if he's going to waste floor time on that or not. I mean, he may do that. He's got a lot of things that he thinks are just really important that he'd like to focus on and get to the president's desk, and including getting, you know, a lot of these judges, you know, through.
That going? As you evaluate where Congress is as of today in this Congress, what would you say their performance has been?
Well, in terms of doing pro-growth things, pro-growth policy, poor, extremely poor, mm-hmm. you know, things that will help the business community. I mean, the good news is, because you do have a check, you know, over in the Senate on bad things that can't get through, I mean, there's no harm at least being done. But, you know, we need continuous improvement on the policy front. in order to compete with other countries, in order to...
What opportunities have they missed?
Well, you know, I think a number of them. One is what we're working on today, and I'll be meeting with a lot of Democrat Hill offices. Yeah, USMCA, I mean, we haven't ruled this out yet. We want to get in a final push.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, the USMCA. We're going to do that. Give us one other example of an opportunity missed that happened this Congress.
Well, a big one that they've missed so far is the health insurance tax. I mean, that is a tax that was a part of the Obamacare bill or law. It's part of the Obamacare law that specifically targets small businesses, small business health
plans. And that did not get abolished, did it?
Support. But there's bipartisan support to repeal it and also to extend the moratorium.
Wow.
And so there's an opportunity.
That's an opportunity missed. No question. Small businesses. Hold on to that thought. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back. We're going to talk about that USMCA trade agreement after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.